Simon was often angry. Today he was very angry because his parents had told him last night that they weren't going to the school fair on Saturday. They were always too busy to spend time with him. When Mrs. Jackson, the teacher, wasn't looking, Simon pushed the new boy, Tim, off his chair. Tim fell onto the floor. "What did you do that for?" Tim asked, rubbing his elbow. "Because I felt like it," Simon said with a nasty grin on his face. He enjoyed hunting other kids because it made him feel important and powerful. "Well, don't do it again," Tim said as he picked up his book and pencils. "All right," sneered Simon. "I'll tell Mrs. Jackson," Tim said. "Carmen, oh, so you're a telltale, are you?" said Simon. Tim stood in front of Simon and looked him in the eye. "Believe like you don't scare me," said Tim Barber, "so just leave me alone." Tim moved a different desk and installed himself to the children sitting there. Some of them were looking at Simon and laughing quickly. "Good on you," Tim said, one of the boys. Simon didn't feel quite too powerful now. Nobody had ever stood up to him before. He dropped his head in any face and started to do his work. Simon is 9 years old and enters a Los Perez school. Since he began at the school 12 months ago, many children, independently the younger ones, have been afraid of him. The reason is that Simon is a bully. Simon is very far for his age and towards overmuch children in his class. Simon used his height to threaten others. He often hurts and scores too because he is a very unhappy person.